representatives. I will attempt to answer some of the questions and respond to some of the points that have been raised, and I will also then give my colleagues, members of the committee, an opportunity to also add their voices. So let me begin by saying, in response to all of those that spoke about the huge crisis in the world today around children and armed conflict, the committee bears a heavy weight on its shoulders, and we are conscious of this. And during this session, we have indeed been having briefings to ensure that we have all information at our disposal, and we have made decisions to take forward certain actions, which you will see during the next week. These will be made public. I also want to point out that whilst words can never fully express, and we ourselves are frustrated about the fact that a statement does not convey the huge burden of suffering of children in the wars. On World Children's Day last year, 20th of November, the committee did issue a statement in which we said that whilst that day is usually one to celebrate children's rights, on that day, we could only mark this as a day of mourning for the many children who had recently died in armed conflict. We focused on the situation in Gaza in that statement, and we did also issue two statements on the situation in the state of Palestine prior to this. And we also drew attention to children, many thousands of children dying in armed conflict in many parts of the world, including in Afghanistan, Myanmar, Haiti, Sudan, Mali, Niger, Burkina Faso, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Somalia. Of course, to highlight that children are dying in many conflicts in no way should reflect as being that the urgent humanitarian crisis and the hugely disproportionate effect on children in Gaza is not at the top of the committee's mind. Indeed, it is. On the issue relating to individual communications, which was the only other question that we received, I will ask Mr. Benoit van Kerspil to respond to that question, and then I would also ask committee members if they would like to add or to the response that I've given.